I have been to the north, more so to the area of the Yukon Territory. I was in the Yukon as a young man doing geology exploration before I entered seminary, and then I've been there with service projects with young people from our colleges following that in the last few years. Ironically, the last time I was in the Mackenzie Fort Smith Diocese was for the ordination of then Bishop Murray Chatwin. And that was my first time, and I was impressed with the wide open spaces, the beauty of the broad, vast terrain, and actually also the warmth and the excitement of the people in the diocese, especially at the ordination in Yellowknife. So the north will be new for me. It's not totally unfamiliar for me, but I will have a lot to learn and experience, that can be sure.
Now, we know that about 50% of the faithful in Mackenzie Fort Smith are Aboriginal, and you've had some experience with the Aboriginal community in your work in the Archdiocese of Vancouver. Can you share with us a little bit your experience with the Aboriginal community and what it is that you appreciate about the Aboriginal people?
Well, firstly, I have heard different figures from 50 to as many as 70% of the diocese that I go to are First Nations. So certainly the First Nations people, as you indicate, make up a large percentage of the diocese. And my experience actually in large part was related to assignments I had, pastoral assignments in the Chilliwack and Abbotsford area early on in my priesthood, and then other experiences throughout my priesthood that related to diocesan responsibilities with the truth and reconciliation process and so forth. What do I appreciate about the First Nations community in my experience? A tremendous depth of spirituality, a desire to honor creation and to honor the Lord of creation and to seek God's will and ways in the basic aspects of life. There is a reverence for God and a reverence for His creation and a desire to hear God in the simple things of life and to see and recognize and honor God in how people deal with each other. And so in many ways, the spirituality of the First Nations people of my experience is one that looks at the heart of life very basically, but also head on. And my experience is a tremendous way and almost a prophetic voice to other peoples in terms of what's important in terms of our life of faith with one another.
You're moving from an urban setting to a very non-urban setting. What do you hope to transfer from your pastoral experience in the urban setting to your new diocese?
One of the blessings, if I may say, about the Vancouver area is one is in a very urban setting, and yet one is so close to getting into, if you will, the wilderness of the southwest coast of British Columbia. And I suppose one thing that's been a part of my life that I hope to, I suppose, transfer and see continued in my own life and ministry is the blessing of creation. I've spent a lot of time, it's just a part of my life, hiking in the mountains whenever I can, and so I'm looking forward to perhaps the blessing now not of the mountains but of the plains and of the tundra, and of experiencing God's voice in the quiet and the emptiness of the vast north. I remember many, many, many years ago when I attended Bishop Murray Chatwin's ordination, the emeritus bishop of the time, who still is in Yellowknife, Bishop Denny Croteau, had a message for priests and religious coming to the north, and that was that the north is a place of tremendous blessing, but it's also a place where one needs to be aware that the quiet and the emptiness of the north is a place that is holy and is also, in a good sense, wonderfully terrible. You know, you hear God's voice and you confront yourself in a whole new, profound way. If you will, the silence shouts at you. So I'm looking forward to, I think I'm looking forward to that experience, and also looking forward to the next path of growth and holiness that the Lord calls not only myself, but the diocese that I'm called to serve to there. I come from Catholic colleges, as you may know, and one of the things I hope to bring is the enthusiasm and the excitement of the people of Vancouver, actually not just at the colleges, but in the diocese with the mission of the North. I'm surprised at the excitement of the people of Vancouver and certainly at the colleges to the linkages to the North. And already there are many young people and teachers, both at the college and in our high schools, our Catholic high schools, wanting to talk about service projects and ways to meet people of the North and to interact with them in perhaps an opportunity for, you know, school exchanges and ways in which students can learn about each other's environment. And there's a lot of enthusiasm about that. So that probably will be a fairly immediate expression from the people of Vancouver. I do have my own conviction, which obviously is one that's shared by many, that education and formation is very important for people and for young people in particular. And so I hope to be able to contribute from that conviction and experience to the ongoing ministry and support of the diocese to the people of the North. But I am sure that there are many great teachers of the North that have already been doing these things, and I'm looking forward to learning from them and informing what we do in terms of education and formation from the people who are working towards that already in the diocese. So those would be some, I guess, introductory kinds of perspectives that I'd have, but I have a lot to learn, and the first year will be a lot of listening and visiting the communities that are very sort of broadly scattered throughout the North, and listening has to be the first posture, and I'm looking forward to meeting and listening for some time before we kind of know where we go from here.